Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom, and we're joining in a great big circle of love and light. And it's when we make a conscious decision to ascend that when we join together, the light passes from heart to heart and expands it. And so we've got a brilliant guest today. It's Miss Magical from the United Kingdom also. But before we're going to bring her on, we're going to join with Gary. But Miss Magical is also going to be speaking about ascension. Her theme is Ascension to Love. And we've got some new songs of hers to play and a beautiful meditation she's going to do live. But before we bring her on, we're going to go over there to the United States of America and join up with our Gary Moore. Hi there, Gary.
I'm here. Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Hiya. And welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Welcome. Hello from rainy Oregon.
Oh, it's been
We've had rain
today.
For the past 4 days. It's been storming tremendously up here in the Pacific Northwest, which has its tendency to do that in the wintertime here. The ship traffic has just finally resumed out on the Columbia River. It was diverted or detoured for the past 3 days, I think, due to 30-foot seas out there on the sandbar where the Columbia River meets the oceans. But the ship traffic has been resumed. There are ships going by, and we are here. Yeah, so we're staying warm and dry and going to warm things up here in the show. And so looking forward to this one with our dear friend, my dear friend and sister, Miss Magical, being back on with us. So
me too.
Yeah.
And we've got some great people in the chat room as well. We have Mary Gates, who's one of our regular guests. And
hi, Mary. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Mary.
Everyone.
And Mary's saying, send rain to South California, because they're dry down there.
Well, that's just down the coast. Yeah, that's easy to do.
Easy. Yeah, get the rain down to go in now. And we usually have plenty of rain, but it's been nice and sunny here today, so we've been very lucky. And before we bring Miss Magical on, we're going to play a new song. I promise you some new music from her. And this is the first mix of a song which is going on her album. So probably there'll be another mix coming out, but this one's called Joy, Joy. So I'm looking forward to hearing this one.
Ooh, yes.
Hmm.
Joy, joy, joy. Joy is in my life. More joy, more joy. Welcome to my life. More joy.
Joy, joy, joy. Makes you feel joyful hearing it, which I'm quite sure it was the intent of Miss Magical when she channeled it and wrote it and recorded it. So I think we'll just bring her on now. Are you there, Miss Magical?
Yes, I'm here, Jan.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Welcome back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's so good to be here with my gold ring buddies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, long time no see. Yeah. Yeah, and we do have a few of them in the chat room. And so we're going to be speaking about ascension to love today and other things as well. You were saying earlier.
Yes, yes. I mean, what I've done is absolutely no preparation, Jan. We chose that as a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the flow, being in the center point and not you know, actually manifesting these timelines that are preferable, that we prefer, that are better for all beings, and we shift into these new timelines, we kind of have to sit in this middle place. It's like not rocking the boat, but still getting through the waves. And so because of that, I prepared hardly anything, except for today when I was on Facebook, I came across this little saying, and it says, you don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens. And I think that's what we're going to be doing today.
Well, I
yeah,
think
that
so.
Pretty much is it. Yeah. I love
the
plans
first
like
time.
That.
We like to wing it, don't we, Gary?
Oh, yes. I'm a very spur-of-the-moment type of individual. I don't get much into the plans and, you know, the scripts. Yeah, you know, I wander off the script all the time on this show. All the time. So
can I call you Missy for short?
Yeah, you can call me anything you like, Jan.
As long as it's not profane, eh?
Yeah.
don't call her late for fry bread.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. That's your motto, isn't it, Gary? Okay, so in a nutshell, and somebody was saying to me the other day, what is ascension? And it's really hard to do in a nutshell. Can you do a nutshell of what ascension is, Miss Magical?
Well, I can give my interpretation of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was going to put it in one sentence, I'd say it's like crossing the road from fear to love, really making that shift. As we shift that dense energy that no longer serves us by doing our inner work, so there becomes a void. And into that void, we can invite the ascended being. You know, the cleaned up version of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. Yeah, really good.
Crossing the road from fear to love. It's always a choice, isn't it? Fear or love. How will we respond to any situation? We've got a choice.
Really. And it's always sunny on the love side of the road.
It's true. Yeah. And people say to me, how do you keep so up? And it's because I've consciously chosen to be up. Because I'm not going to be down and negative. Because it doesn't make you feel good. You know, and sometimes I do have to be sad about things sometimes, but I don't let it sort of bother me unduly. And if anybody passes over, I think to myself, well, it might not be that long before I see them anyway. So I don't let that bother me. And I think about everything. It's all in divine timing and all in divine will.
Yes. And funny enough, yesterday I was having a bit of a down day and I couldn't put my finger on it and I didn't know what it was. And I thought, well, there's been all these solar flares, you know, perhaps the energy is affecting me. And so I went to one of my teachers that I often study, perhaps on YouTube, Bashar, who's a channel who I absolutely love.
I love him.
Really, he's just so pure and his channeling is just very effective for me. And I clicked on this one video and the main theme of this video was this: circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. And I really got that for myself, and it really lifted me out of a, you know, I can't say it was an all-time low or anything like that, but you know when you just, you know that you're feeling under it, but you can't put your finger on it, you don't know what it is, you don't know
just
why you're feeling that
mild
way.
Case of the blues, perhaps.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. And I love that. Circumstances don't matter.
No.
Only my state of being matters. And then I can choose which state of being I prefer.
Yeah.
And I preferred not to feel like that, and it just pulled me out of it. So I thought I'd share that.
That's really good. Yes, I like Bashar as well. I've watched loads of his videos.
Yes.
And Akasha as well. I like Akasha.
So, yeah, again, it comes back to choice. It boils back down to choice. And to recognize, I think, that we do have choice. That is, in my humble opinion, that is enlightenment. Just to realize that we do have choice.
Yeah, recognize. Well, the thing is, the more we learn, the more we realize what we don't know, that we know nothing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, I just sort of try to get past that. But on the 15th of this month, which is Wednesday, is it? There's going to be a new moon, and so we can manifest everything that we want to manifest for 2014 then. So if
full
there's
moon.
Anybody... Yeah, full moon, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there's anybody out there, sorry, I always get it mixed up, but I knew what I meant. You just have to bear with me. It's suddenly creeping up. But anyway, you know, so I'm going to be manifesting everything I want for 2014 on Wednesday. And I think there are people who don't want to ascend and who don't want to get into it. But, you know, that's their part of their journey, you know.
Well, I'd like to say something about that, Jeanne, because, you know, we've wrangled ourselves, haven't we, over this? You know, it's a $64,000 question.
Yeah.
And my information has been for quite some years that no human left behind. So when you've got that information going around your spirit, and then, you know, you see that there are some people that seem... that they, like you just said, that they don't want to ascend. And really, from what I've been learning and what I've realized is that as I shift my being, as I do my work, as I cross that road from fear to love, well, everyone just comes with me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've heard you say that before, Jeanne, and I'm seeing it in my family, with my friends, in my work, you know, this awakening. And it's really reminds us about our responsibilities, because you can only change yourself and shine your light, can't you?
Yeah, yes.
Right.
You know, you can only be that change. And as we become these higher vibrational beings, more light-filled beings, of course, we shift our timelines. We actually shift realities. So if you consider that there are infinite possibilities of roads that we could take, and they're called timelines, that I learned that actually from Magenta Pixie many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And those timelines, we dance those, like Gary said, with our choices that we make. We choose, I choose that. I don't choose this over here. This doesn't serve me and it doesn't serve humanity. I don't choose that. I choose this over here because this is full of light and it's a better world for everyone forever. So, you know, we make our choices about reality. And as we do that, of course, everyone in our reality comes with us into that timeline. And it's a hell of a concept, but you know, we just really, you know, so much science and spirituality is now fusing, and it's becoming more and more and more not just possible but almost provable. And I think we're on the brink of something in terms of science and spirituality really coming together with people like Bruce Lipton, you know, even like Graham Hancock, David Wilcock, those kinds of people who are very high profile, Deepak Chopra, you know, all talking along these same lines. And if that's true scientifically, then the people that don't necessarily resonate with ascension as such can still make clear choices if they resonate more with the scientific evidence. So massive breakthroughs I see in 2014.
Oh,
and I know you do, Jeanne.
It's only a matter of time before science totally catches up with what spiritualists and everyone else has been saying for generations.
Well, that's already happening, and it's happened quite quickly, actually.
Yes.
Just in the time that, you know, just in the past 10 years, how quickly science and spirit and clergy perhaps have come together, you know, and have begun to coalesce and to reconcile. For millennia, these two entities were at odds, yet they're coming into agreement with one another. And it's been, for me, it's been a tremendous thing to see. That, because all my life I'd wondered, you know, because I have a scientific side, and I also have a spiritual side. And I've spent, you know, many times, a lot of time out in the elements, you know, doing the Native American way, pondering that very question of how does spirit and science come together? Because it's supposed to come together in some sort of a way. And the answer is coming through. The answer to that question is coming through. And that's with the new advent of this newer awareness, of this newer science of things like quantum physics, you know, where it clearly states we cannot have a universe without our mind entering into the picture. In fact, our mind is actually shaping the very thing that we are experiencing. So if with that in mind, my next question is, well, how can I make it better? How can I make it happier? How can I make it more fun? And when I begin to explore those questions, again, the answers come to me. The answers come through. And it's the tie. That's the tie-in and the sharing of spirit and science.
Yeah. Well, Roger Klosterman in the chat room is saying that they've never been separate. And they haven't been separate. It was just because we have been in a divisive reality, which now we've realized is actually a unity reality. That's why they're actually united now.
Right.
So,
yeah, they never have been separate, but the entities representing one or the other tried to keep it separate.
Yeah.
Thus perpetuating the illusion of separateness, which is an illusion.
Yes. It is. So, what else are you up to, Miss Magical? You recording?
Well, I've been working on a new album. As you know, my other album, Way Shower, that's been complete for some time, but I've still been writing songs.
Yeah.
And decided I was going to do some production all by myself. And so the opening songs, well, not the opening song, the song that you played.
The Joy, Joy, Joy.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I'm going to have a go at this, and I did the production myself. I'm not sure how it came across through Blog Talk, because as we know, when we're in the host room, it always sounds like you're singing underwater, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And yeah, it's like wobbling up and down. And I always put in the chat room, oh no, this song sounds wonky.
but yes, exactly. Right. But it was a first mix, but I wanted to share it because, you know, it's nice to have something new to share.
No, it was lovely. It was lovely. And if you did the production on that as well, it's great. And another bow to your string, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, sometimes I was very lucky with Way Shower, and I had Larry Lush do the production on that, and he did it all for love.
Yeah.
That whole project has been just so pure. Even the web space is gifted to us for that project. And I invite anyone to go to my website, missmagicalmusic.com, and download that album for free or listen to it on the site. And gift it to anyone.
Yes, it is.
It's one of those projects that, you know, has a lot of integrity. And, we've just been so blessed. And they're great songs.
Mm. You also did another album, didn't you, Mr. Magical?
There are things I want to do to it. And
all right.
Songs
you haven't got it out yet.
No, I've taken that one down for the time being.
Oh, have you? All right.
Yes. A few went out. But then I decided, you know, sometimes you have another listen, and I wanted to make some adjustments to that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know the feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, just keep writing and keep sending out the messages and sending out your light and your love and everything else that you send out.
Well, because the music as well, I mean, that's all part of ascension, because as we know, sound really, you know, it affects everything, and it changes everything on a molecular structure, and that includes the human. So, and the realities that we were speaking about earlier. So that what I've come to understand about the music that I'm writing and singing and producing is that not everybody wants to intellectualize about how we're multidimensional and we have our higher self and we're connected to source and the core crystal of Gaia and we're going into 5D. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to understand that. It can be scary, you know, and they're just not going there. But when you sing love, you know, and words of light to those beings and they hear it, they will just shift.
Yeah, the music is light as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you don't need to actually say any words, actually. Sometimes it can just be instrumental music.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Can touch someone.
Frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
We're so blessed.
Everything responds to love.
Yes, it does, Gary, you're right.
Everything.
Yes. Especially you, Gary Moore.
No, he likes fried bread better,
oh.
I think. I'm only joking, Gary. Sorry about that one.
I respond to all of it, actually.
Stomach,
come on, Gary. Love, fried bread, choose.
Yeah.
Of course. I respond to fried bread with love.
Yeah. Well, you can put a lot of love into cooking, can't you, as well?
Oh, absolutely. Cooking or music or radio shows or whatever we choose.
Yeah, that's true. Right, well, we do have a beautiful video for you, and it's Miss Magical's Ascension to Love. So instead of me doing the countdown today, I will ask everybody to pull the players up, Gary. I'll put the link in the chat room, and then if you'd like to get over to the switchboard and press play at the right moment,
I can do that. I'll put the link in as well.
Oh, good, because my computer is just acting up and it won't do it. Oh, you've done it.
So get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player. Pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And the time I will go ahead and cue everyone. And synchronize everyone and get us all going at the same time, because... I have been chosen to do it this time. So, as we wait for the hearts to come up in the chat.
Gary. Yeah.
Yeah, here comes a couple of hearts. There's my heart.
That's mine.
The heart will be your ticket to let us know that you are ready. And as soon as we see the hearts coming up, and here they come, I'll go over to the switchboard. And Miss Magical Ascension to Love. And we'll be doing this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ascension to love, attention to love, intention to love, right now, right now, just breaking through the clouds of this dimension. Everything renewed. So this is ascension, ascension to love, attention to love, intention to love. Right now, right now, not going. Think I'll stay right here and do what I can to bring some others through. Can't go without them. They can't go.
go without me. 'Cause I am you and you are me and we are they and them as us. Attention to love. Attention to love. Intention to love. Right. Get us out of our bodies, out of our minds,
out of our minds, out of our minds.
Right now it's time to light our candles. And we make a sermon out of this because it sets our intention. Fire is a very powerful tool which, when used with focused intent and prayer, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. So I'm writing mine for world peace and spiritual unity. And to remind myself that we're connected to Source, which is the greatest light. If you don't have a candle, you can use an imaginary one. It works just as well. And I'd like to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now I'd like to do the healing song live. I'll just do it through a couple of times. So I'm going to send out healing with my voice. Sing along if you know it. Ana Elna Rafana La Ana Elna Rafana La Ana Elna Rafana Rafanala. Thank you, and we'll ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you.
Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Our special guest today is Miss Magical. Thank you, Miss Magical.
Sitting comfortably now, breathing gently, feeling your I am presence, feeling my I am presence. We're going to breathe together and get centered. So now, breathe in love and light. Breathe out doubt and fear. Breathe in balance. Breathe out all that does not serve you. Breathe in positivity. Breathe out negativity. Now, we are all walking, each of us, down a road. We're all on a journey, individually and collectively. So feel yourself walking down that road, that path, and see the trees on either side, magnificent beings, and smell the flowers, and look up and see the blue sky and the clouds on this beautiful planet. We are walking along our individual roads, and as we do, we'll come to a clearing. And as we come to that clearing, we'll see that all of us here now, all of us during this meditation, whether that be now or later, listening and taking part, we converge together. We've all come down our own individual roads into a big circular clearing, and here we are, brothers and sisters. Here we stand with our feet on Gaia, and we feel our root chakra and our lower chakras connected to the core crystal of Mother Gaia. And we feel our crown chakra open and spinning, connected to the galactic center, with that river of light flowing down through us. And as the two meet in our hearts, an extended circle of light is shared between us as we stand in circle. We share that light, and our hearts are spinning as one chakra. Feel us, our hearts as one. How beautiful that is. And as we are there, we will invite the spirits and the oversouls of all our brothers and sisters on this planet. We will invite them to be there with us. One heart, one love, one humanity. And in the circle, in the middle, there is a fire and many, many crystals, many quartz crystals. And we are going to invoke into that center, into that fire, into that crystal vortex, a beautiful blue beam of light. We ask our guides to be with us now. And we ask for the highest guidance and we are going to receive a transmission in the star language, the language of light, which comes through the Pleiadian portal. And as we receive this language, we shan't think about the language, the words, and try and give them any meaning. This language is a language of feeling. The transmission is a DNA activation. We ask to be connected to our original sentient 12 strands of DNA. Sumai kitanya asana ki sama ota laime kita anasai tamasa nukusa dum ikitinya sai kisama tanisa kuma eisinya lamare Salukeshtana imasa kutanye Dumuliria sana akatisamyas gina Damala sukatanya I piao dunata simaye Asha. Sumi, sumahaye nahaya, sumatinye ma, tiniki samatanya hainaya ma. Tuku summa yeyena Laye maya katinya taye miyana Samma heyana As we receive this beautiful transmission, we give thanks. Thank you to our celestial brothers and sisters who love us so, so much. And they want us to know that they love us so much. And we can receive what we have been given in gratitude. And we can close this meditation with an Om And if you feel that you can out loud, then please do that. And if you don't, then just do that in your mind and in your heart. So I will start. Namaste. And thank you for being with me.
Sudosi budosi naranjanasi Samsara maya pariya jitesi Samsara svavanam chajamohadidram Najanma mrityor chaisatvarupi Sudosi budosi naranjanasi Samsara maya pariya jitesi Samsara svavanam chajamohad nidram Najanam mityor chaisat svarupi Sudosi budosi naranjanasi Samsara maya pariya jitesi Samsara svavanam chajamohad nidram Najanam mityor chaisat svarupi Sudosi budosi naranjanasi Samsara maya pariya jitesi Samsara svavanam chajamohad nidram Najanma mrityor chaisat svarupi You are forever pure You are forever true And the dream of this world can never touch you So give up your attachment and give up your confusion and fly to that space that's beyond all illusion. You are forever pure, you are forever true, and the dream of this world can never touch you. So give up your attachment and give up your confusion and fly to that space that's beyond all illusion.
And that's a lovely song chosen by Miss Magical. But we're going to bring her back on now. Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Miss Magical.
That's my pleasure, Jeanne.
It's lovely to have you back on. I think we've lost Gary somewhere along the line.
I think he's got his 12-strand DNA in order and he's probably flown off somewhere for a while.
He's on his Merkaba.
I reckon so.
Probably. Okay, so we do have another song here somewhere, don't we, that you would like us to play, one that we can all sing along with, and was it called Embrace?
It's the Embrace Mantra.
The Embrace Mantra.
Yes.
Well.
And, you know, if people can sing along this song, it's fabulous. It's a mantra that I wrote a couple of years ago, and we actually sing it in circle at a full moon event with many, many people, and it's very, very empowering. It's about empowering yourself and embracing yourself. So perhaps if we play it through once, it's only three times round, and then people can, you know, get familiar with it, and then we can play it again. It's only short, and I'll write it in the chat room as well.
Okay, then we'll know it.
Okay.
So I'll give it a spin. Here we go. Embrace Mantra by Miss Magical. Or Mantra Embrace.
I embrace, I embrace my magnificence and my grace. I embrace the beautiful being that I am. Being that I am, you embrace.
So anyone who's listening now or in archives, if you were singing, did you really mean it? Because you're singing that resonance throughout every single cell of your body. And like Dr. Emoto says, you can change all those water molecules. Who better?
Yeah. Okay then. We're 90-odd% water, so here we go. So I'll press pray. Let's pray. Here we go. Wrong teeth.
I am brave. I am brave. My magnificence and my grace. I am brave. The beautiful being that I am.
Singing.
I am brave, I am brave, my magnificence and my grace. I am brave, the beautiful being that I am.
You am brave. Thanks for singing along, everyone, and you can find that on my YouTube channel, actually. If anyone does want to use that mantra, if you go to Miss Magical 164 on YouTube and scroll down, it's called Embrace Mantra, and you can always download it or look at it there, so if you resonate with it.
Brilliant. That was lovely. I loved that song.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, now another one that I really like is one that you and Gary recorded, and it's called Heart Song. So shall we give that one a spin? We've actually lost Gary off the switchboard, off the net. He's somewhere on his phone.
Do you think we should save that then and play something else until he arrives?
No, we'll play it now because he might not get back.
Okay. Well, we always have this discussion about this song, don't we? Because is that the audio is not very good quality back in the day when I first started recording. But it was such fun to do this with Gary over Skype, you know, over the airwaves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. And it really meant a lot that we could do that over Skype and Gary could play his Lakota drum and It's called Heart Song.
Yeah, and it's great. Okay, so I'll put this on. I'll give this one a spin, especially for Gary. Hope he comes back on. That's him on the drum, by the way.
Yeah. That's him too.
Brilliant. You can tell you really enjoyed that, and you can tell Gary just loves it on his drum.
Well, he's back, is he? I see him back online.
Yeah, I'm just going to unmute his mic, see if that's him there. Are you there, Gary? Hello? And that was some music coming from somewhere, but I didn't press anything. Was it Gary doing something live? Hello?
I'm just going to send him a little message.
Well, I've unmuted his mic, but I can't just hear him speaking. But anyway, I'm just going to tell you what's happening next week. Hello? Hello, do we have a caller online? It sounds like a caller, doesn't it?
That might be Mountain Diva. She
it's Diana.
she says she's listening on the phone. Her computer's not working good, so that could be her.
Okay, speak to you next time then. Okay. Because we've got a very bad line there, so we can't really chat to her there. Next week, we've got Brenda Tenorelli, And she does all different sorts of modalities of healing, but also she removes interference. Well, there are quite a lot of people saying that they're having much interference from very negative energies round and about. So if you're one of those people, perhaps you'd like to call in and just mention it to her, because she can remove them live on air. So I'm looking forward to that, Brenda Tenorelli. And she does quite a lot of healing on some of the websites that I'm on, round and about, spiritual networks and places like that. So it was really great to have you on here, Miss Magical. I really enjoyed it.
Thank
You're
you.
You're always welcome on the show. So it doesn't look like Gary is going to join us, but we don't have much to do now. Really say good night, God bless, thank you to the beings of light for being with us as always. And thank you to all the people out there on the radio who joined us and helped us to co-create the wonderful energy in this show, because everybody's energy helps to co-create it. And all, and people in the chat room as well. There was Mary Gate. She'll be back on soon as one of our special guests. And all the other people in the chat room, thank you for being here. So,
it's been wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much. Thank
you for
the opportunity.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you. And you're welcome anytime.
Bless you. Just love spending time with you and Gary.
And we'll have to meet up again, because it's ages since we met up in Avebury, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
And we met, but was it three consecutive years we met up?
Yes.
Yeah, there was Magenta Pixie and loads of people there from all over the world. We had people from Canada, Spain, Italy, Scotland. Can you think of anywhere else? Canada, yeah, I said Canada, did I?
Holland.
Yeah, Holland, yes, yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lovely crew there.
Yeah, we
and, did. And I think it's really important that, you know, we're exchanging energy online, but it's fabulous to also meet in the physical whenever we can. And I think that's, you know, real magic happens. And we found that, didn't we, when we all met together.
We did. In fact, Magenta Pixie said we opened another portal.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like.
She saw it. She said, yeah.
Yes, I felt it. I can't say I saw it with my eyes, but I definitely felt it.
Oh, I did too.
And of course, your wonderful husband, who just made everything great. He's such a star. So much love to him.
He is. He's gorgeous. Well, I'm prejudiced, aren't I?
Of course.
It's a good job. Okay, then. Well, Gary's back on now. He's just clicked back on the switchboard, but we're just going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you for joining us earlier, Gary. Hey there.
Well, I apologize to everyone for dropping off that way. So annoying.
Oh,
you're going to love the storms here in Oregon. So thank you, Miss Magical, for being with us.
Oh,
thank
such a pleasure. Gary, we said you'd probably got your 12-strand DNA now and you'd gone off flying somewhere with it.
Yeah,
that may have been a factor. Yeah.
Just couldn't hold you down to Earth.
That's quite possible.
Anyway, we're running out of time. So thank you, Gary, for popping back on. And we're just going to give Miss Magical's million blessings a spin, because I love this one. So thank you, everybody. Goodbye. See you next week for Brenda Tenorelli. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Miss Magical.
Love you, everyone.
Love you both.
Joy,
love you too.
Harmony. Bye. Artistry. Magic.
Peaceful is my name.